We honor the Lord this morning, who's the head of our life, and we thank the Lord for another opportunity to stand before you and declare the word of the Lord. We honor all of our elders and ministers and our deacons, to our assistant pastors, Pastor Fly and Pastor Hodge, to all of our visitors. So happy to see Minister Carol. Where she at? Amen. God bless you. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. I got a little song. I cried all night long. I cried until I found the Lord. Amen. Amen. You can't sing that song unless you ever been there. Have you ever went and your heart was heavy? Have you ever went to bed and your heart was heavy? Have you ever been there? Looking for an answer from the Lord. Have you ever needed God? You say, Lord, I need you now.
I cried all night long. I cried until I found the Lord. My soul couldn't be content until I found the Lord. Don't you know I prayed all night long. I prayed until I found the Lord. My soul couldn't be content. Until I found the Lord. Don't you know I moan all night long. I moan until I found the Lord. My soul couldn't be content until I found the Lord.
Hallelujah. In the book of 1 Timothy, chapter number 3, verse number 16, and without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, and received up into glory. Father, in the precious name of Jesus, we come to you, we give you praise, and we thank you, Lord. Lord, for your word on today. We ask, Lord, that you may open up our understanding, give us wisdom and knowledge concerning it. Help us, Lord, to be able to put it on and to be able to tell somebody of your goodness. Lord, give us a revelation as to who you are, not was, but are. Father, give us a revelation of the power that we have through you, that in you we have all sufficiency. We ask, Lord, that you may have your way right now. Let joy be restored. Let praises go up. And we'll ever give you praise, and we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. On last week, we talked about the birth of Jesus. Today, I want to ask a question. Who is this child? We find that he was so important that the angels thought it necessary to come and make his announcement. He was so important that Herod wanted to destroy him. He was so important that the wise men that were on the hill out in the desert, they came to offer him gifts because of his greatness. So who is this child? I'm not going to be before you long. I only have 3 points without an A, B, and a C. And I just want to stay on time this morning. We find out that when his mother received the announcement that she was going to bear a son, This son she was going to have without having intercourse with a man. This was highly, and still is, unusual. As a matter of fact, it was impossible because it takes two to make a child. But in Matthew 1 and 23, it says, "Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us." So we see his first identification is that he's God. He's God with us. He's God wanting to tabernacle or dwell among us. And I want you to know that God still desires to dwell amongst his people. He still desires for us to walk with him and to talk with him. He still desires for us to lean on him. He still desires for us to want him. Amen. He's the God of the universe. He's the one that said, "Let there be," and there was. Late last night or early this morning, however you want to put it, the Lord woke me up. And as he woke me up, he says, "What about the beginning?" And I was laying there and I'm listening. And he said, "So what does it say?" And I said, "Genesis said that in the beginning, the Lord created the heaven and the earth." And he said, "What else?" I said, "Well, John says in St. John 1 and 1 that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." So he said, "If I've always been, why do I need a beginning?" Why do you refer to me as someone who had to start when I've always been? And I said, "I don't know." You know, sometimes it's just good to be honest. So just say, "I don't know." So the Lord began to deal with me as I was laying there. And he said, "And the first should be the last, and the last should be the first." So I began to think about what he was saying, and what he was saying was that the account of John was more accurate than the account of Genesis. Because John began to describe who he was. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word, then he went on to describe how this, the Word, then became flesh. And then he began to tell me that one described his character and to who he was, and the other described his works. And I said, "Lord, you're messing me up. I'm not going to be able to go back to sleep." So we know that he is God with us. Now, in order for him to come and to be with us, he had to change some things. He had to change the order of things. Because had he stayed in his first state, he couldn't have ever came and dwell among us and we lived. Because we could not stand the glory and the beauty and the majesty and the power of who he was. So he had to lower himself. He had to pull off some things in order to come and dwell amongst his creation. God with us. So we know that he came. We find out that he came to heal the broken heart. He came to bring us back in fellowship. He actually came to walk with us and to see how the things that we face, if he could go through it as well, without sin, without sin. So he came as a child. You know, if he really wanted to, he just could have came as a grown man. After all, he is God. But he went through the whole process, just like man, like sinful man. He came for one particular reason, and that is to get back what Adam had lost. I come, he said, to take the kingdom back. For Adam gave it away, but I come to get it back. By one man's death, we all entered into unrighteousness. We all entered into sin because of Adam. All who came after Adam had the same polluted blood and nature, because every tree reproduced after itself. Is that right? An apple tree is not going to produce a peach tree. And if the apple tree is sickly, it's going to reproduce sickly apple trees. So man is sickly, so man can only produce after his kind. When Jesus came, he said, but by another man's death, righteousness is imparted. But you have to be born again. So we see that as God with us. In the book of Timothy, Paul makes it very clear as to who he is. He says, without controversy, without discussion, without argument, without debating, without looking it up, without going to grandma, without going to grandpa. Great is the mystery of godliness. God was, here we go again, manifest in the flesh. Manifest means to dwell in, to be a part of. If you manifest in something, that means that you're in something. We should be manifested in the presence of God. We should be in his presence. We should be walking after the Spirit of God and not the ways of our flesh. For God was manifest in the flesh. In other words, he was covered by flesh. You couldn't really distinguish him and know him from any other human because he was disguised in flesh. Just like the real you. We don't know the real you because the real you, you're disguised in what you look like on the outside. I believe that some very handsome and pretty people are covered up with some ugly flesh. And the reason I say that is because who you are on the inside will be manifest on the outside. And sometimes those that we look at and say don't look so handsome and those don't look so cute have the most pleasant personality. They have a humble spirit. Amen. That's not who they are on the outside, but it's who you are on the inside. So you wouldn't be able, he was not handsome that he would be desired. I believe that he would just look like a commoner. Just someone that you couldn't hardly describe. And I say that because when the soldiers came to get him in the Garden of Gethsemane, they didn't know who he was. So they couldn't say, well, he was like this or he was like that or he was like the other. They did not know who he was. But he was manifest in flesh, justified in the spirit, made right. Our righteousness come in the Spirit of God. It's through the Spirit of God that we're made holy. Not of our own undertaking, because we cannot make ourselves holy. As a matter of fact, we don't even know what kind of gifts to give to God without the Holy Ghost. We don't know how to praise him without the Holy Ghost. We don't know how to worship him properly without the Holy Ghost. We think he liked those things that we like. He's looking for righteousness and we're looking for a good time. God said, my good time coming, your righteousness. My good time come when you praise me. My good time come when you honor me. My good time come when you extol me. We have to get beyond our flesh. We have to get beyond our flesh. We have to get beyond our own thinking. Because when we think according to the unrighteousness of our nature. Sometimes we look at each other and we want to know, well, why is that person always talking about God? All they ever talk about is the Lord, the Lord, the Lord, the Lord, the Lord. But I found out who you love is who you talk about. What excites you is who you talk about. Is that right? If you like playing football, you're going to talk about football. You're going to find a way to get it in. If you like fishing, you're going to talk about that big fish that got away. Keeps on growing. Yesterday was about a foot. Today is a foot and a half size fish. But it got away. I almost had it, but it got away. We have to be justified by the Spirit of God. He takes on our unrighteousness and exchange, give us his righteousness. So when the Father looks upon us, he don't see our sins, but he see his blood. That we're blood-covered beings. I don't want to be no blood covered. Well, you need the blood of Jesus all on you. You need to be marked with the blood of Jesus. So he was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels. Seen of angels. Angels watched over him. We know this to be true because when he was hanging on the cross, they were saying, why don't you save yourself? You have healed this one and that one and the other. Now come on down and save yourself. We hear him when he's talking to the king. He said, the king, are you a king? He said, yes, I am. He didn't answer that question too readily, but he said, yes, I am. But my kingdom is not of this world. As a matter of fact, my kingdom is here. It was only by his command that the angel didn't destroy everything that was going up, that was opposed unto him, because he was king. He was the king of the kings, and the king didn't know who he was. But we're somebody special because we know who he is, and we know the power that we have through him. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. I am who I am because of this child called Jesus. When I was sick and it seemed like I couldn't get well, I called on the name of Jesus. Anybody ever been there? Have you ever been sick and had to call on the name of Jesus? Have you ever been in a fix and had to call on the name of Jesus? Have you ever had your back against the wall and had to call on the name of Jesus? The only way that you could get out of it was by the name of Jesus and the power that was manifested in him. I don't know about you, but I love the name of Jesus. And I found out that there's power in his name. Oh, yes, yes, yes. There's power in his name. Hallelujah. I remember the time when I was coming up. I knew I was called to minister. I knew I was a preacher. I was a preacher before I got saved. I knew who I was. I didn't want to be who I was, but that's who I was. Sometimes you don't want to be who you are. Is that right? But that's what God designed you. That's how he designed you. And I remember that I wasn't doing much because we had so many ministers. We had 28 ministers. And I was a low man on the totem pole. So I asked the Lord. I said, Lord, did you really call me to do this? Or am I just wasting time? Or what did you really call me to do? That was back in the day when people consulted the Lord as to why am I here? And so I went back to work. This conversation started in prayer. So when I got back to work, I worked in the deep freeze. So I was in the deep freeze, and I'm working, and the Lord began to talk to me. And he told me, yes, I've called you, but not for this moment, not for this time. That's what he said. He said, there's coming a time, but it's not now. But in the meantime, study, show thyself approved as a workman of God, rightly dividing the word of truth. And then he said, but if you need me, call on me. And if you can't say nothing, think on my name. And if you think on my name, I will hear you. So I'm back in the deep freeze. I'm way in the back. I'm praising God all by myself. Me and the Lord having a conversation. I want you to know, when you hooked up with God, God will talk to you. Do I have a witness? That you can hear the voice of the Lord. I know some people say, well, you can't hear God. I declare you can hear him. He will speak unto you. Seen of angels, priest unto the Gentiles. Who was this? God. God, this same Jesus that was manifest in the flesh. He preached unto the Gentiles. He told his disciples, he said, I have other sheep that's not of this fold. I'm so glad that he had other sheep. I'm so glad that the first should be the last and the last be the first. Because we came in the last, but we have equal part to those that came in at first. We get the same pay. I'm hearing a song down in my spirit. The song said, put your time in. Payday is coming after a while. Put your time in. Maybe you don't get much thanks, but put your time in. Maybe you don't get much encouragement, but put your time in. Payday is coming after a while. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Payday. Payday is coming after a while. Just keep on working. God said, I will never forget your labor of love. When man has forgotten what you did, I still remember the sacrifice that you made. And I still will remember that I owe you. Every time I give to the poor, every time I give to the one that says, I need food, and I put something in their coffer, every time I give under charity, I'm lending to God. That's what he said. When we give unto the poor, that we're lending to God. How would you feel if you say, you know what? I don't have no money, but I know who owe me. Hallelujah. I know somebody that owe me. Lord, you know what I need. You know what I don't have. And you know, got to have is knocking at the front door. And need more is knocking at the back door. But if you would open up the windows of heaven. Whoo. And pour me out a blessing that I don't have room enough to receive. You're a good, 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 good person. and you pay your bills, and you said that you owe me. Hallelujah. So let me tell you how to get God to pay up. I dare you to give him some praise. I tell you how to get God to pay up. Give him some worship. He'll do it every time. Don't you remember the woman and her child was sick? She was a Grecian woman. And she came to Jesus. And she said, my child, my child, my child. Mothers and their children. And Jesus wouldn't even answer her. He said to his disciples, it's not lawful for me to give the children's bread and the dogs. And she heard what he said. And she said, well, it might not be, but the crumbs that fall from the table, they belong to the dogs. In other words, I'm going to give you praise. And the Bible said that she turned around and began to worship him. When she worshiped him, it changed the whole atmosphere. Everything changed. He said, I got to find a way to bless her. I got to find a way to give her what she wants. I got to find a way to help her. When you bless the Lord, I declare he will find a way to give you what you need. When you bless the Lord, he will hear you. For this poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and delivered him out of all of his fears, out of all of his troubles. Oh, yes, he did. I wasn't trying to go that way. Hallelujah. Believed on in this world. Received up into glory. Who did that? God. God visited with us. So this child that was born was no other than God himself, covered up in flesh. That's why when he walked in, the devil trembled. I heard one Bible said, one writer said that when he saw Jesus, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, why do you come to torment me before my time? And the Lord told him, hold your peace. Hallelujah. Even the devil recognized the power of God. If you had the Holy Ghost dwelling on the inside, the devil recognize who you are. You might not know. You might not know who you are. But the devil recognize who you are. He tried to make you ignorant of the power that you have in God. He tried to make you ignorant of your place in God. He want to tell you that you're on the lower plane. But I'm here to tell you that you sit in heavenly places. You pray downward, not upward. Hallelujah. I sit at the table with God. I sit around the people of God. Hallelujah. Now let me give you a third point. Jesus, according to Hebrews, according to Paul, as Paul began to write, he said he thought it not robbery to be equal to God. Now this same Jesus, according to the writings of Paul, he said he thought it not wrong to be declared equal with God. So who was he? He was God. God don't have an equal. None of us are equal to God. We're only righteousness because of his spirit, because of his love and his blood. The only reason we have a right to even call his name, because we've been redeemed. Oh, glory to God. I feel like preaching. Let me just read this, because I know you have to know. You have to know. Hallelujah. In the book of Hebrews. In the book of Hebrews. Where you at? He thought it not wrong to be equal. To be equal with God. Can you imagine that? But he made himself of no reputation. He wasn't trying to outfame God. Philippians 2 and 6. Hallelujah. I got the wrong address. No wonder. Philippians 2 and 6. Read it for me. Who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. When we rob somebody, we take something that's not ours. Is that right? We can hold them up, or we can have white collar crime. You name it. If you take it from someone without their consent, you're robbing them. Don't let nobody rob you of your joy. No, don't let nobody rob you of your joy. They take your joy from you, and when you get ready for it, you find out that you don't have none. I'm reminded of Samson got his strength robbed from him because he was in the wrong place, his head in the wrong place. His head was on Delilah's lap. It was in the wrong place. And by being in the wrong place, he had confidence in her. He went to sleep. Now, I don't know. Let me look. I don't know what she did to put him to sleep. All I know is that the brother was asleep in the wrong place. And his head in the wrong place. And she cut his hair. And when he jumped up, she said, Samson, the Philistines be upon you. He jumped up and shook himself like he always did. But he didn't have no power. The enemy depend on you not having power. He depend on you feeling sorry for yourself. But I got a God that dwells on the inside, and greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. I got great power on the inside. I like calling on the name of Jesus. Do I have any witnesses? I love calling on the name of Jesus. I find there's power in his name. There's healing and deliverance in his name. Oh yeah, there's encouragement in his name. Sometime when you're going through and you don't know what to say, sometime all you can say is Jesus, 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 Jesus. Sometimes you just gotta moan. You can't put it in words, but God hears your moan. God understands the moan. Because you got a moan that don't nobody else have. You got an exclusive moan that the Father knows who's moaning. And he said, I'm going to come down because I want them to continue to keep on calling me. I want them to be happy when I bless them and answer their prayers. God wants us to be happy when he answers our prayers. He wants us to be happy. Did you know that? God don't want you to have a lemon face. He don't want you to have a face that if you smile, it'll break up and fall off. No, he wants you to be happy for the joy. Joy brings happiness. Joy brings gladness. It really do. You get some joy and watch yourself. Watch how your conversation will change. Watch how your faith will change. Everything about you will change when you get some joy. And joy will let you know that it's there. Joy raises his hand. Joy says hallelujah. Joy claps his hand. Joy stomps his feet. Joy might run over the pulpit. Joy might jump up and down. There's all kind of ways of expressing joy. But when you get the joy of the Holy Ghost, I declare unto you, you'll speak in tongues, not as you had practiced, but the Holy Ghost will speak for you. Yes, it will. The Holy Ghost is power, and there's power in the Holy Ghost. Equal with God. Equal. I heard Jesus ask his disciples, who do men say I, the Son of Man, am? Peter says, they were beginning to say, some say that you are Elias. Some say you're Jeremiah, or one of the other prophets. So the Lord said, but who do ye say that I am? Now you've been walking with me. You should know who I am. Who do you say that I am? That's when Peter spoke up. Peter said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus said, Peter, upon this rock, I will build my church. For the very gates of hell shall not prevail against it. It shall not have any victory over it. But he told Peter, he said, flesh and blood did not reveal this unto you, but my Father which is in heaven. I heard them one time, they said, well, show us. He was talking so much about the Father. I said, he didn't think it was robbery to be equal. Listen what he says. He was talking about the Father this and the Father that. And they said, well, show us the Father. And that will satisfy us. That was a fair question. And he said, have I been so long with you and you don't know who I am? When you see me, you see the Father. For me and my Father, we are one. I'm not a third person in the Godhead. I'm the first. I have three manifestations, but I'm only one. There is no Trinity in God. There's manifestations in God. Let me tell you what I mean. And I'm just about finished. Sister Marjorie, you standing right there. You are a daughter. Is that right? You are a mother. And you are a sister. Is that right? So you can fill all three of those positions. But your name is not daughter. Your name is not grandmother. Your name is not sister. Your name is Marjorie. Is that right? But if you say daughter, you don't have to answer because it can be told to anybody. That's a title. The Father is a title. The Son is a title. The Holy Ghost is a title. But the name is Jesus. For there is no other name given among men why we must be saved but the name of Jesus. So this is who this child was. This is who this child was. The world was made by him, but the world knew him not. Let me just say that again. The world was made by him. In the beginning, God created the heaven and earth. The songwriter wrote, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. And they that dwell therein, they all belong to God. The word of God tell me that the silver is his. The gold is his. The cattle on the thousand hills belong to him. But they knew him not. But he came so that we can have life and have that more abundantly. Come on, put your hands together and give the Lord a praise. Come on, put your hands together and give the Lord a praise. Come on, put your hands together and give the Lord a praise. Somebody ought to shout hallelujah. Somebody ought to shout glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Mighty is our God. Mighty is our God. Mighty is our God. Do you believe it? If you believe it, help me say it. Mighty is our God. Mighty is our God. Mighty is our God. Mighty is our God. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Mighty is our God. Glory to God. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Know you not that so many of us were baptized to Jesus Christ was baptized into his death? Therefore, we are buried with him. Buried. He came so we can have a right to the tree of life. He took back the kingdom and gave it back unto us. And you know what he tells us? Occupy until I come. Whew. All right, I'm going to stop. Occupy. Occupy until I come. I get joy when you have prosperity. I get joy that you're being healed. I get joy when you're smiling and praising me. Occupy until I come back. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Occupy. Occupy. Thank you, Lord. Till I come. Glory to God. Glory to God. If you're here and you're not a kingdom citizen, kingdom citizens. Brother Ray, I'm not a citizen of this world. I am a kingdom citizen. I'm just occupying until the general get here. And he gonna bring all things under his feet. I'm just gonna occupy till he get here.
Yes, sir.
And since I'm occupying, I might as well tell somebody about his love. Whew. I said I wasn't gonna preach long. I'm well past my time.
Yeah.
I allotted 5 minutes per point. I suppose I've been done in 15 minutes. Hallelujah. But when I think of the goodness of Jesus, whew, and all that he has done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. I praise God. 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 I praise him for saving me. I praise him for bringing me out. I praise him for filling me with the Holy Ghost. I praise him for speaking in other tongues as the Spirit of God give utterance. Glory to God. Are you here? If you're not a kingdom citizen, all you have to do is repent of your sins. Become sorry for the things that you've done. And tell the Lord, I'm not going to sin anymore. I'm going to let you get my life right. Because I can't do it of myself. So you repent. Be baptized in the name of Jesus. For the remission of your sin. And the Bible has declared that you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Speaking in other tongues. As the Spirit of God give utterance. Are you here? Are you here?